This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. You're listening to The Cowboys Podcast, presented by lineupmedia.fm. Now your host, Jono and Steve-O.
Cowboy Nation, how the hell are you out there? Big studio here, big guys next to me. I got Steve-O, I got Rodney. We don't have Bruce Lee today. He's
on assignment somewhere.
He's on assignment.
Well, no, if anybody,
Big Rich,
you didn't happen to post that Facebook in our podcast one, did you?
No, but should I?
You should. You should. I think it's classic. So Kenny Powers teaching.
Let me say this.
Oh, you said
for all you folks out there, Steve-O is Kenny Powers. I mean, the way he talks, the way he acts, every time I see him out there with our studio guys, he is Kenny Powers. Rodney, you even said it. You said you couldn't stop laughing when you seen that.
It was good stuff.
It was great stuff. I've been told that on a number of occasions that I look like Kenny Powers. I'm a little offended by it because
I love the guy.
It's not so much the looks. It has a lot to do with the personality, though, too. So
the accent.
I don't know if that's a complete compliment, but it's funny either way.
The looks right there, too. If he folds that top part of the hair right now, look at that.
I'm with you. I love me some Kenny Powers.
I would, too, if I look like him.
I'm a huge fan.
I got that John Candy look going. No, I'm all right. He's got me even going.
So you got to post that onto our page, and let's get a little reaction from the fans out there. I loved it. I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was a shot at our friend, our comrade.
Comrade.
Sorry.
We call each other that. Comrade.
It was to Bruce Lee. Rich, where is he today?
Where is he? He's on assignment. He does karate. What are they doing? Throwing stars at each other?
He's out there breaking bricks somewhere, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Well, something needed built, or, you know, he's a man of many talents.
Yeah, he is. He's probably climbing some mountain right now.
He's unbelievable, though. I mean, if you're looking for a guy to get you motivated and pumped up.
I never understood those guys that climb mountains or jump off mountains with this wind just taking the span of the wings.
The bat suit or whatever.
And just flying around.
What was that called?
And to me, I'm saying, what the hell possessed you to jump off a goddamn cliff?
A perfectly fine cliff.
A sturdy cliff. I would never leave this cliff. Anyway, people that have fallen off the cliff on our free agency, boys. What about that?
Well, there's been a lot. He's off script. We just scripted this whole show. Jono's back after like 17 days in the Caribbean. He's got his little Rastafarian look to him. Yeah. You got a good tan, by the way.
Well, thank you. I feel good. I think the Grand Turk was a great, beautiful island. I was like kicking back, and you know what? There's so much nice water, salty water, that you just float up top. Bigger guys can float, I guess. I don't know. But this guy throws, I mean, he's like, I don't know what it is, but all you heard was a plop, and you look like 10 feet away from you, there's this guy that's throwing a fishing pole, and the bait landed like 10 to 15 yards away from me, man.
He was fishing for sharks.
I was going to say, hopefully
he's fishing for something big. He's not fishing for a little shad or anything like that. I mean, the guy wants to catch a barracuda. Well, you know what? The barracuda sees this little ground beef, or they see a big steak, basically. I'm staking that water right next to that. Anyway, it freaked me out.
More of a pot roast.
Pot roast.
That could be your nickname, pot roast.
Oh, shut up. You call me sausage
fingers.
I've had 3-4 emails now telling me sausage fingers. Anyway, so I'm back. You know what? You guys disappoint me, too. You guys should have had the show up and running.
Well, you know, there was a reason for it. Those of you that are out there in sports land like I am, There's so much stuff going on. It was just hard to fit in. I'm a big baseball guy, so I got caught up in that World Baseball Classic. Great win for the USA over Puerto Rico. But what a great showing by all the countries out there that were participating. Naturally, March Madness kicked off this past week.
We don't really care.
I know you don't.
It's all about the Cowboys. And all I asked you was, why couldn't you do a cow? I didn't
like
need a
ESPN,
cop out
though.
Here. I'm not ESPN. You're ESPN.
Well,
I'm just telling
you
to stick on Fox Sports here and talk about the Cowboys.
We'll
no,
get to
I
them.
Want to go to ESPN, and I wanted to talk about basketball, baseball.
There's a lot of stuff going on out there.
Rodney, who's right here?
I just wish you guys would stop arguing.
Well, we decided to do the show when you got back after a lot of things happened.
Like my kids fighting at home. I don't want to come here.
All right. It's over. It's over. I don't want to talk about it. But in any case, I think big news was the free agencies. And you know what? I feel great. I feel like France, what is that? Paris has been liberated by the Germans, you might say. I think.
What? Germans? Pearl Harbor?
Yeah. I wanted to get released Carr 3, 4, 5 years ago. And I've been campaigning this for that time, too. So finally, Carr's gone. Claiborne's gone. We got this Carroll guy in there. We're going to have a nice DB system again, man.
Well, you lost your whole DB system.
We got some work
to do.
Oh,
I lost Wilcox, too. I lost Church. But you know what? I got guys that could fill in, man. I know I got guys that could fill in. I don't care what you guys say about that, but I was very happy. You see me posting stuff
well,
on the Cowboys.
Here's my question. From a Cowboys fan perspective, is it alarming that there's something missing that guys aren't willing to stay or don't want to stay and sign a contract, even if it's for a little less money, that they're flying out and taking the dollars? Or are we just seeing that change in sports altogether where it's all about the money grab?
I don't think the environment is that anymore. They're not the players union encourages them to take the best offer. That's in all sports now. I mean, could you believe that Brandon Carr got a 4-year deal?
Unbelievable.
How much? 24 mil?
Four years for 23.
23.
I can't blame him for taking that. I mean, I wouldn't want him for another 4 years.
I would take.
Anyone that's Carr, willing to give him a 4-year, you know, well, granted, you know, they're not guaranteed contracts all the way through. But anyway, you know, that's right. A big offer for, you know, I would say a
Church.
An average DB. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, these guys, I mean, even Church, 4 years for $26 million. But how do you go to – I mean, Jacksonville might do something in the future.
Are you kidding?
But how do you –
You would do the same thing on your side job if you did in the insurance company that offered this much or a mortgage company that you guys are going to take the best company.
You're
not going to say, oh, that doesn't do well. Well, maybe if they brought you, it will do well. That's
right.
How they think.
No, I agree with you, John. I'm just, you know, it's just concerning when you have almost what you would consider a mass exodus.
A lot of players to lose all at once.
But
it doesn't help with continuity.
Adverse side of that, this draft is very, very deep in the defensive backfield.
And I think that's what they knew that going into this year or this offseason. So I think they realized that. You know, they weren't going to pay those kind of numbers for those guys. They couldn't. So, and they knew that meant that they left work for them to do in the draft. So this draft is going to be very important to fill those holes.
But here's the top five what the Cowboys invested in. Was wide receiver at $17 million.
T. Will coming back.
Cornerbacks at $10 million. Defensive end, $3.7 million. Running back, $1 million. And out of no, you wouldn't. Quarterback zero. We don't care.
At the quarterback?
We got
Kellen Moore, so he's about $1 million. He's $775,000. We brought him.
But he's
already
in contract.
Yeah, well, we re-signed him for the 1 year.
Yeah.
Sanchez, I just saw something pop across
here. He's going to the Bears.
He's out.
But he's not for sure a Bear. Let's say that for all warning to the Bears fans, you may be getting a dirty Sanchez.
Right. The Lance Dunbar move to
LA. I liked it.
I liked it too.
I would like to keep two veteran backups like that.
But you got McFadden, who did re-sign
yes.
for slightly less money.
if you consider that. You know, right at $1 million, he resigned to come back on a 1-year deal. And I do like that move
quite a bit. Great. Great player.
From what we saw out of him from last year whenever he came back and was healthy, I mean, you know, he looked great.
Yeah.
So, great. I don't want to overuse that word, but he filled his role very well. Whenever he came in, he looked fresh. He looked lean. He looked like, you know, he looked mean.
Perfect.
So.
Perfect. Yeah, you're a very good call, Rodney. Yeah. When the bell struck, the guy answered. So
you got Bryce Butler came back at a 1.1, and Terrence Williams for 17.
This is unbelievable. So you basically, the 17 is for what, 3-4 years? What is it?
He's got 4 years on that.
So basically, 4, 8, 12, 16. So you're talking about six. So you're talking about $4,250,000 is what he's getting, and you got Butler getting $750,000. You said
Butler's 1.1.
1.1. So altogether, you're about $6 million, $3 million each for wideouts that can play.
Yep,
on the average of that is $3 million.
Right. Of the two deals, I really do like the fact they were able. Now, I mean, to get Butler for a year, give him one more year to try to show himself, that it gives, you know, to develop him a little bit more, because he does have some really good upside. Last year he didn't have as many opportunities just because there were some guys in front of him. So, you know, now he has, you know, an even better opportunity to now show us what he can do, and maybe he'll land that 2 or 3 year deal next year.
Which, you know what, there's a little mystique about wideouts in Dallas. I mean, you've always had great wideouts in Dallas, and last year I think you seen Butler play still like a Raider. I mean, there were still a Raider in him, you know, because you made mistakes. Wideouts for the Cowboys hardly ever make penalties, stupid penalties or anything like that, right? Have you ever seen it, really?
Yeah, we try to avoid them. I get you.
Yeah. I think in Dallas, they straightened that up. I think you will see Butler have a great year. I really do. That's my big thing.
Well, let's hope so. I mean, he's got I know that the Cowboys were looking at picking up another wide receiver in the draft.
I don't think Terrence Williams. I think that was too much, though.
Little stretch there, maybe, but.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
It is what it is, right?
I mean, if he stays in bounds again, you know, Bruce Lee would be here saying, not for long. If he does that crap again in the first game against the Giants, or big kicker, that bionic foot guy, he could have got that. He could have kicked the 56-yarder
to
win the game.
At least had a chance, absolutely. That was our chance to win that game.
That was our chance.
Yeah.
Very first game.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that seems like a lot, but, you know, we need a number two, and he's
and
he's familiar with the system. So
exactly.
I guess there was an area to overpay slightly. I guess that was it.
You're right. You're right about that. You're right about that. What are you doing over there?
I got the computer box out. I'm trying to look at something. But moving to the offensive line, we had a little bit of
This one hurt me, dude.
Yeah, but
one hurt.
You had Ron Leary.
Now on that, is he going to be a tackle? Is he going to be a guard? Have they said that publicly on that?
I don't know.
I don't follow the Broncos.
I don't either. I'm just curious. I mean, it's a great deal for him. I don't blame him for taking it. It does hurt that he left us. I'm just curious if that also meant they were going to give him an opportunity to maybe be more of a left tackle, kind of give him a little bit more.
Well, all right. All right.
I mean, I don't know.
Let me ask you guys this question. Out of all these free agents then, who do you think hurts? We losing.
Well, I think our bread and butter is our offensive line. And, you know, when you lose Leary, but you did sign Jonathan Cooper back, who was a first rounder in the past. He's had some issues.
He got dropped, didn't he?
Yeah. But, you know, you're hoping you got him on the low. I mean, you got to figure this guy's a first rounder.
Darnold dropped him.
You got him 1 year deal for $2 million, where to keep Leary, it would have kept, you know, I mean, that was a $8.5 million a year sign there. He's 4 years for 35, 20 of it guaranteed.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he got paid.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can't really, you know, sit there and go too crazy.
You would love to have him for depth, but, you know, even in the was it the offseason previous or during the season, he had requested to be traded because he wanted to start, and I think clearly we saw he has starting talent. But he was behind Collins, and Collins got hurt, and it was great that we had him last year. So, but again, I don't blame him. This year moving forward, he wants to be a starter and get paid like it. So, and clearly the Broncos gave him that opportunity.
But honestly, I really got to say, I think Leary's better than Collins. That's my take.
Can't disagree with you.
That's my take on
honestly.
That. Because I don't know. I don't know if we could get Collins the entire year either.
Well, and that's the business side of it. I don't know what Collins' deal is, but if we were kind of stuck with him, then, you know, we weren't going to overpay for Leary to have that much allocated to that one position. You just can't do that because then you're going to be deficient somewhere else.
Right. Okay, let me ask you guys, the four DBs.
Well, hold on. We got the controversy one was what's going on with Doug Free. I got him down as retiring, and I don't think he's faxing his paperwork yet to the league office, but all reports indicate that your love affair with Doug Free is over with.
Is it over?
It's over with.
Well, I you know what? This is probably my best day of work because I just had Carr retire, or not retire, goodbye.
Right?
Goodbye. So Carr's gone, Moe's gone, now Free's gone.
What are you going to complain about?
Nothing. I'm very happy now.
Give it time.
I am.
Are we taking applications for players that you're going to not like?
It's going to be somebody.
We may be taking applications for Bruce Lee, though.
Ooh, there we go.
Anyway, no, he's good.
So Doug, who was getting a little long in the tooth, right, has decided
11
to
seasons
has decided to hang him up. And I think he had a good ride. I mean, the foundation of the start of that offensive line that turned into greatness. So I think, although
let's take it easy,
he had been, you know,
okay.
I think he'll be missed a little bit, but I'm not upset that he's gone either.
Yeah, he wasn't the top guy, but he was a core guy. I mean, he was good, and he had a good 5-6
year
run.
I'm kind of
probably
I'm,
even longer than that. I mean, hell, he was there. Like I said, he had 11 seasons. So
I want to back this up though. What was that word you just threw in there? Greatness. It can't be greatness yet.
Well, I mean,
you haven't done anything to be greatness, have you? Really?
God, he's dissecting everything now. He gets one vacation now. His ears work.
No. I'm talking though. There's people like you. There's a lot of Cowboy fans that are comparing this line to the '90s line and all that. Okay, but you haven't really done anything.
No, you're right.
As this line to be called greatness. And I'm not saying that against you, Steve. I'm saying that as there's plenty of Cowboy fans out there right now that are just waving this offensive line as the thing, this wall that's going to take us to the top. And wait a minute, let's slow down. Let's slow down and let's take this for one more year. I want to see what this Cowboy offensive line does. Because in the past, this 11 years that you were talking about with Free, there were plenty of times Romo was in the emergency room.
Plenty.
Plenty. So before we praise Free on 11 glorious years, there's some guy named Tony Romo that says, hold him if you have to. Just do not let him get to me like that. So anyway, just wanted to throw that out there.
Yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying, but at the same time, Tony was a risk taker. I mean, he was to blame for, not to blame, but, you know, well, he exposed himself to get injured on more than one occasion. Let's put it that way.
But let's back that up, too. For him to be exposed, there had to be a breakdown on that offensive line for him to be exposed.
Sure.
If that pocket held, if that pocket holds.
But pockets don't hold forever either.
I get it.
He would hold on to the ball forever and ever until somebody. That was what made him, to use that word again, that's what made Tony great, because he could extend plays.
Yeah.
Until somebody got open. So
no, I get that. I get that. But I don't know. This offensive line has got all the format to being something special. And now we got to fill in this spot, and you're saying Cooper's the answer.
I like him. And who am I to say, hopefully, that you know, the Cowboys coaches are, you know, if they like him, I mean, I got no other reason to disagree with them. They seem to be the experts when it comes to that.
My problem with all this with Leary is you look around in that draft for that offensive lineman. That offensive lineman. Everyone, they're not as plenty out there as people make it out to be. I mean, it's hard to be an offensive lineman. And for you to stay in the NFL, and you know what the hell you got with Larry. I mean, I think I would have paid it. I think I would have paid it with bonuses, with some sort of if we get to this, if we win 11, if we if you do this, don't allow this many sacks, you get all these extra bonuses.
And they may have tried to do that, though, too. You know, like I said.
But he could have been Leary, just looking for the money.
Well, Leary made it pretty clear that he wanted to be traded, too. So there may have already been enough bad blood that, you know, it was going to take a lot for the Cowboys to keep him.
Yeah.
Because, like you said, we all agreed that we thought that he's better than Collins was. And Leary probably knew that, too. And he practiced with him every day and stayed behind, you know what I mean, every day.
I'm better than this, bro.
And I bet it, you know, it pissed him off probably long, after a while. So
I'm better than this, brother. I know that Leary, he looked like, I mean, when I seen him play, he looked like he had it going. You know what? We move on.
We're moving on. To the defensive backs, right?
The four DBs that we lost, the backs, all right? Which one would you have kept? Yeah, you had the Wilcox gone. You had Church gone. You had, the other two. I'll give him a fair shake. Claiborne, when he was healthy, he played all right. And Carr, he's as steady as they come. Well, I only get to keep one. By the way, Carr's famous picture isn't him intercepting a ball. It's New York Giant guy catching it out of bounds with one hand.
His best picture is seeing the back of his helmet because the guy was running past him.
Right. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So go on here. What do you guys say?
Who you got there, Rodney?
I get to pick one.
Yes.
One. Now, your Cowboy management, we're sitting around the war room like this, and we got to decide. We got to keep one of them.
Stuff. I like Barry Church.
I'm with you.
That's if I'm picking one, that's who I take. I liked him. He was a big hitter. He could cover when he needed to. He seemed like more of the leader of the secondary when it came to the whole as a whole group. So yeah, Church is my pick on that one.
I would pick Church too. And the other thing I did like about Carr was his availability. He was always out there. Claiborne got hurt all the time.
Yeah.
So,
well, his hands hurt because he held a lot.
He had carpal tunnel.
Carpal tunnel from holding. Oh, man. Here we go.
So, yeah, you got Church as well.
I agree. I think Church is the one.
Yeah. You saw the defense route. Whenever he would make a big hit or make a big play, it energized the defense. That's what I saw out of him last year. So,
right. So, you know what? I had Church just below Wilcox, but after listening to you guys a little bit more.
Maybe, I'll be your own man.
Well, you know what? Then I say Wilcox because the only sense to me was the guy played every day. Yep. I mean, Church, we had 1 year where he's hurt. I mean, I know it was Achilles and all that stuff, but you know what? At least I got dependency out of Wilcox who played all right with me.
I thought they were pretty similar type players,
He was very physical, so. Yep. I don't know if I could have gotten Church another couple years. And in Church's mind, maybe I'm not good for a couple more years. Maybe I should just find this big contract, get the signing bonus, and split town. I get it. I get it with Church. So I don't know. That's what I got.
It was pretty easy that none of us were even considering Carr or Claiborne, it sounded like.
You know what? If I listen to other Cowboy shows, they talk about how good he was and, Claiborne and when he was Carr and how people are sad we lost Carr.
No.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not sad.
I just.
That is one emotion that I'm not going through.
this is exactly how I felt when they had that other number. What was his name? Number 31 or 30 or 41, Terrence Newman.
Oh, yeah.
41, wasn't it?
Yeah, 41. Terrence Newman, another just give me the check and I'll be very happy.
Yeah.
And then I said, okay, we got rid of him, we brought Carr. Well, guess what? He turns out to be the same thing.
Yeah.
And now we got a safety that is not bad. That white guy back there, Heath.
Heath, yeah.
I love him. I think of him like Bill Bates back there. He's He's really good with special teams, and you know what? He could play DB as well.
It'll be interesting to see if, you know, after the draft and free agency is over with, if he is going to be a starter. Because, yes, in small doses last year he was good. My concern with him, though, is if he is a every down, he might – you know, every down.
Why would we do that, though, Ronnie? We didn't do it last year. We probably won't do it again this year. We'll pick up a couple more DBs.
I assume so, but as of right now, he's your starter. So,
yeah.
He would. I think he would probably get exposed if he was an every down player. But if we can fill those gaps and he is a, you know, a third down guy or whatever, the, you know, a run stopper, whatever we need him to be, then yeah, that would be fine. But you know, like I said, if he's going to be out there on every down, he might get exposed a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. You guys just want to go over – what did you just do?
Nothing. I'm waiting on you.
You guys want to go over most of all these players that we lost, or you guys want to move on to – what about there's free agents right now that haven't been signed yet? And that is that the
are you talking
part?
About Mark Sanchez?
No, not him. I'm very happy. But the one that I wanted was Escobar.
Yeah.
I really wanted him, and it seems like he's got the red card in his locker room too now, to where, hey, we're not going to re-sign you. We haven't signed you, but we're not going to re-sign you either.
Well,
we don't have any money.
Right. I still think you need to let a couple things play out here and –
got to prioritize a little bit.
Yeah, and you got to figure out what's going on with the draft. And I think, obviously when that happens, there'll be another frenzy. You got your first frenzy of signings always go on from, you know, the first 2 weeks of free agency. And then there's usually a little bit of lull, a couple more signings that lead right up to the draft, and then signings after that again. So, I mean, I'm not discounting getting some of these guys back that haven't been signed yet. Just because it looks like there's not a whole lot of interest for them on the open market.
Well, here comes in right now the TR. We got Tony Romo.
Who?
Yeah. Well, he's not who yet. We still know he's here.
We haven't done a show since that whole thing has been where he was going to be released and he was going to be traded and, you know, back and forth.
Well,
what the hell is going on?
Well, we may have something this time because now we got the owners' meeting coming up, and I think Elway and the Jones family—they're going to be talking. I really do.
Probably.
I think this will be their way of—you might say face to face. I'm not coming to your house. You're not coming to my house. I don't want people to say I'm begging for your guy or I'm trying to ditch my guy or anything like that. I think now they meet at a neutral spot, and I think something gets done with Denver.
Really?
Denver is now my team that I think that Tony's going to be going to. Now, before, it was like everything was – you could connect the damn stars, and you were saying it's going to be Houston. They just released their QB. He went to New York, all that. So now you're thinking, okay, he's going to Houston for sure. Now I'm not so sure. I think Denver is now my team that moves up.
Well, I thought Denver – was Denver your team in the beginning? I had Houston. Who'd you
Denver
pick? You
was,
picked,
yeah.
You picked
I
Denver or I, Kansas City? Who or who
no,
had
no,
Kansas
I,
City?
I didn't go with Kansas City.
I don't think anyone knows.
Who'd you? I think you picked like, oh, he's going to Pittsburgh.
I never said goddamn Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
How would a Cowboy fit in as a Steeler?
I don't know. You were throwing out Green Bay, weren't you? I wanted to replay the tape here.
Yeah, that's what I said. Hey, but I did hear some stupid thing today about – I hope it's not true – that 49ers are interested now of Tony Romo, and they got a whole new persona about them. Their GM is – what is that? The guy Lynch?
Yep, John Lynch.
John Lynch. I think they're going to try to make some noise in San Francisco, but that would be something – to me, that would hurt me. I don't know why. Maybe it's just my whole animosity towards the 49ers that has never, I try to get it out of my mind, but then I go to Steve-O's house and I see it on the walls, and there you see the 49ers with...
We're going to do a show from the house. These guys...
I'm not doing it. I won't do it. It's just a shot at us.
It's not a shot.
It's,
not,
it's like it's Dracula going into a church or
it's
something.
It's a big moment in my life. Well, if you that look, I hated it.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, Dwight Clark now has.
Dwight Clark. Has, I don't even want to bring up his name.
ALS. He's going to be suffering from Lou Gehrig's disease.
I don't want anyone to have that.
Yeah. And this all goes back to the whole, you know, brain trauma and football helmets.
Yeah, but I don't even know why you had to bring that up when me hating.
Well, I thought you would be happy about it.
No, what do you think? I sit around with a voodoo priest and
you hate
dies.
Sometimes we wonder
if it's not about the Dallas Cowboys and for the Dallas Cowboys, you hate it. I thought you look your feet. You're dancing. Are your feet really moving in a jig?
A little pitter patter.
See, you are happy about it.
No, I'm not.
You're going right to hell for that one.
Yeah. Not happy. He said, are you dancing? So I started dancing.
Would you be okay then if, you know, would you get
I
over it?
I can't be okay. If
you
he
would
goes
be okay with it if we got a real good package in return.
I don't know if I could.
Oh, you would.
I mean, okay, that package is fine for that moment. But I'm telling you, when that TV comes on and seeing Tony Romo drop back, with a you damn 49er orange, whatever the hell, but gold helmet they have.
You would feel bad. None of us are going to think to ourselves like, oh, that's great to see. Whether he's with the Broncos, the Chiefs, the 49ers, or anyone, we're all going to think, man, that looks weird.
There you go. You can't compare those teams with that one team.
Come on.
I can honestly sleep at nights knowing that he's a Bronco or he's a Houston Texan. But it's going to bother me if he goes to Green Bay, if he goes to – he'll never go to Green Bay – but I'm saying if he goes to Green Bay, if he goes to San Francisco, if he goes to Pittsburgh –
how about Washington?
I have Washington. Who cares about Washington? You get these Washington fans that talk smack. Hey, I'd like to just tell you folks out there, we don't even care about you. You're really nothing to us. You could take shots at us all you want. It doesn't bother us.
Have you been getting trolled lately or something?
By this Robbie guy that puts up stuff on.
You have to show this to me because I'll get a kick out of it.
I go to his site. He goes to my. We kind of go back and forth.
Having a Facebook war, a Twitter war.
Yeah. What is this? Is this on Facebook?
Keyboard Gangsters.
Yeah. Man, you guys are telephone tough, that's for sure.
Yeah, I know. I mean, behind the keyboard, you know.
But has he seen you?
No, I don't do that Skype stuff where I show myself.
Need to get on Skype with him and maybe take one more button undone on that shirt.
Yeah. Just let him know you mean business.
Yeah.
Right now, you're a little too formal.
Yeah.
You have to do something just like this. You got to announce your presence with authority.
Yeah. You're right. You're right. But in any case.
So you can't stand Romo in a 49er.
It's just not right. It's not right. It's like an Armenian seeing a Turk wearing a Turkish uniform. It doesn't click in with me. It's not there. It's not happening. I just can't see it. Is that wrong?
Everything about you's almost wrong on some level.
Well, I understand that, but that really bothers me, though.
Yeah, I wouldn't be happy, but at the same time,
drive me insane.
You know, I want to win games.
I understand.
And you don't care who it is that you have.
No.
You're all about the star on the helmet.
Right.
You could care less about the name on the jerseys, the back.
Yeah, there you go. You summed it up perfectly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
I hate doing these stupid would-jes or what-if, but Joe Montana decided to be a Dallas Cowboy, we would be an awesome team.
No. You got it wrong.
He was a Notre Dame guy.
You got it wrong.
All right.
If some other faux team that I didn't like decided to jump on board, like I had the Haley's, like I had the Deion Sanders, I'm all for that. I'm taking from you.
But that's the enemy.
But I'm taking from their enemy, taking their general.
Right. What if we get something like that in this deal?
Get a general from
him. You're not going to get.
How do you feel about Ken Norton?
See, I didn't mind Ken Norton, but I kind of. Yeah, I minded that. It bothered me. Okay.
Should I get that photo? Maybe I'll look up that one where he's punching Let's look punching that up. Let's figure this out.
That was in St. Louis, wasn't it? Was that when they played when they were still?
I think he did
Bush?
It multiple times, wasn't it?
Probably. I think that did kind of end up becoming his kind of signature deal.
His dad was a boxer.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. 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 I remember when one of his TV commercials, Canada Dry Ginger Ale, it's not too sweet. And the guy was always good looking, big. Big guy. He was chiseled.
Yep.
Back then, you didn't have chiseled guys like that, like Ken Norton. Senior, that is.
Senior.
Yeah. Senior was chiseled, man. Anyway, speaking of chisel, we got Zeke, and Zeke got, another little trouble here? What's going on with people always jumping on? The social media here is going crazy.
Dude, you
can't. Why don't they leave the kid alone?
You can't do anything in this world except maybe a podcast that you don't get in trouble for. But you get in trouble for podcasts.
I get it. I get it all the time.
It is. If we had cell phones when we were in high school, or, you know, I was like a freshman in college before, like, I got a cell phone, right? So I can only imagine all the stupid stuff that we would have done. But at the same time, we know the world we live in now.
Yeah.
So he's got to be smarter. I'm not even mad at him for. I got to be careful how you say this, right?
Yeah.
I'm not necessarily like kids do stupid stuff. But you've got to know that he's a target now. He's been a target. He's going to be he's going to be even more of a target now in public.
Right.
So he's got to be smarter about stuff like that.
And folks, if you don't know, I mean, Zeke was at a party and I don't know.
Like a Mardi Gras party.
Mardi Gras type of party. And he grabbed the girl's top part and, pulled down or put down. I don't know. But we're not condoning any of that. But we're just saying that at that age, kids do stuff like that. It's not. I mean, we're not saying
it's not okay, but kids do stupid stuff. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
At 20, 21 years old, you know, I don't know if Steve will comes off saying, "Well, you got to," but the people that you're around. I mean, what you suddenly gonna? I'm suddenly gonna say, Steve O'Rodney, I can't hang out with you guys anymore.
It's almost what it's like. Your childhood friends
you.
You're used to having all that tomfoolery, debauchery, shenanigans. Yeah.
But you guys are bad.
Yeah.
Yes. You guys are really bad, and I'm going to probably get in trouble if I keep hanging around with you, Steve-O.
Yeah.
You and your karate classes. I definitely think that it's definitely hard for someone to just give up everything and just say, no. Now, I think the Cowboys did that with Dez. Where they had almost a chaperone.
A babysitter, yeah.
Yeah.
Would you like that job? Would you do that job?
Oh, I would love that job. I would love that job.
If your whole job was to babysit an adult.
Not have fun, though.
Now, wait a minute. He's probably still having fun by golfing every day or doing stuff like that. Yeah. That would be great to me.
Fair enough.
I mean, Jesus. Yeah. Dez, I don't want to say anything, but we have to be at Palm Springs. At 2 p.m., we got that golf outing. Come on now, babe. This is my job.
Would you be the guy, would you be the guy, the yes guy, if Zeke said, hey, you know I can't pull this girl's shirt down. Jono, you got to go do it. Would you do it then? Or would you talk him out of it?
Look how he's leading me into this.
Would you be the voice of reason and be and
say, Zeke,
that's not appropriate. We can't do it. Or would you be the voice of,
I'll be the
fall guy?
I would be the voice of Steve and Jerry telling me, now we paid you this type of money, son. We need him to be watched at all times. That's what we're paying you for. That's what I would see. I would see those two telling me, hey, you got to stop this idiot right now.
Okay.
Get him out of that party.
I got a scenario for you, given that.
Yeah.
You're in the car. Everything's going fine.
Everything's perfect.
You're with an athlete. His name is Abraham Lincoln. Okay? We're going to make up a total fictional guy.
Right.
You're in the car.
Abraham Lincoln.
Right? You're driving with him.
Yeah.
Everything's fine.
I've told him to take that hat off.
You've told him to take the hat off. You're driving down the freeway.
Yeah.
The cops pull behind you.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Lights on. He was going a little fast. You were telling him, hey, don't go that fast. The cop, he didn't see it. Cops start to pull him over.
Hey, dumbass, move over. I got to say.
And he gives you a bag of weed.
Where did the weed come from?
To hold. Are you going to be the fall guy? Or what do you do now?
Abe smoked weed. Wow. Anyway, no.
You put it in the back seat and say we rented this car, hopefully.
Wait. Wait, that ain't gonna work either. They got.
I mean, are you gonna? Are you the fall guy? Is
I
Jerry
have to be the fall guy because now, but I would lose my job either way. Because if I'm the fall guy, then Jerry and Steve are gonna say, "What are you doing with weed anyway in the car with my with our star Civil War president?"
Right.
Yeah.
So you lose either way.
I lose either way. So what? Let Abe go wherever the hell he's going to go. I've lost my job already. My job was that weed doesn't get in that car.
Right, but you didn't know it, and now Abe throws you a bag of weed, and you're going to lose your job whether you cover for him or not. Are you covering for him?
Hell no.
You're not.
Unless Abe tells me, hey, I'll give you $1 million next week. Just I can't afford to have this weed on me.
Wow.
I'll now say, see, okay, all right, it's my weed.
Listen
now.
Here.
Because I've already lost my job with Steve-O and
you're
going to
lose it either way. You're
know,
not protecting.
At least look I at what, extort the prick.
Look at what the guys did up there in Boston, up there in New England for Tom Brady and the deflated balls. I mean, they jumped on a sword for this guy. They got fired. They got everything ridiculed. You wouldn't do that.
No, I'm telling you right now. I just think in our situation,
that's
with
your,
who
this
we
is
have
your
now.
Team,
with,
John.
This
no,
is the. Would, this I is just. A... I'm doing an interview. I'm now Jerry Jones, and you didn't pass the test. I needed you to eat the weed.
You want me to eat
I
the weed?
I needed you to do something to get rid of it, or you're taking the fall for it.
Well, are you going to bring that up in my contract, though? When you're sitting me
you
down,
you are to do everything to protect this player. What? If I'm a Secret Service guy, I don't want to get shot, but my job is not to let the president get shot. So I might have to take a bullet.
I get that, but you're telling me I'm going to eat this weed and not be assured that I'm still going to have my job.
No,
next
you're
day.
Getting fired.
I'm getting
you got
fired.
Either way.
Why the hell am I going to eat your weed then? For what, I look like a goat?
He got weed. He got
I
weed.
I don't care. I'm going to get fired. I don't. This has gone way too far.
What? I took a nap. What are you guys talking about?
We are talking. Yeah,
John O. If you're going to babysit a guy, to what extent are you babysitting him? I think everybody's in consensus that your whole job, no matter what happens,
look, it worked with
is
Dez.
Not to have
it worked with Dez.
This guy in trouble.
It worked with Dez. Right. Dez is very much right now. Hey, you know what? I don't need you anymore chaperoning me. I got my thing down. You know what? I hung out with you for 2 years, and I don't even have my friends anymore. It's, you know, I'm calm. Everything's cool. Maybe that's what Zeke needs. But again, I don't think there's anything big yet, but you never know. You know, this commissioner, you never know when he's going to suspend anyone for whatever. Well, anyway, that's what we got on that one. So the Cowboys right now, I say we're still depending on what the hell happens with Romo, right?
Well, we're still waiting.
He's going to be, either way, he's not going to be a Cowboy. Either we save $17 million, and is that $17 million on the cap now? I just want to know that.
I mean, I didn't know there was going to be math involved today.
Yeah, well, there isn't. There isn't. I didn't mean to put you in that spot at all, pal.
It's not on your program sheet we handed out prior to the show, the whole math equation.
It's not on here?
I didn't
no.
see it anywhere.
Well, I need you to eat this next time because I need this definitely on the table.
You should have brought it in.
On the table.
Look, at this guy goes on vacation. He comes back with all this energy, and he's throwing people under the bus here. That's okay, Jono.
You know what? That one place I didn't really like there was Dominican Republic.
Really? A lot of good baseball players down there.
Oh, I know. And I know why they want to get out of there now. Because it was really, I'm telling you, a tourist bus going through trying to find this best
beach. Yeah.
When the ship landed. I tell you what, we went through a garbage dump. I mean, you would think you'd kind of block that or put a wall up or something so the just draw some tropical trees on a board, keep that thing away. But it was like you drove right by it, like 30 yards away.
So it was a cruise that you were on.
I was on a cruise, yes. We don't need to talk about the cruise.
How was the food? I'm hungry. It's lunchtime.
Very generic. It was generic, and they had that tilapia.
Oh, that's a bad fish. You don't want that.
I'm not eating that tilapia. It sounds like a Martian, a tilapia. Anyway, yeah, they had that one. I didn't eat it. They had the salmon. But then they had the, this is what I thought was good. They had the captain's dinner.
Ooh,
okay.
Sounds good.
Sounds good. Sounds great. But then you, when you get the captain's dinner.
Was it Captain Steubing, by the way?
I was hoping it would be. With his shorts, his white shorts and everything. But they send you the bill. You get a bill for that. And I'm like, wait, whoa. Let's back this boat up here.
Beep, beep.
You guys told us that everything's free on here. Well, not the captain's dinner. That's $35 a person.
What'd you have?
I had a filet mignon.
Any lobster on there? A little shrimp, something?
It was like a lobster tail right there,
was
too.
Was it all you could eat?
No.
Whoa.
No. And they decorated my steak with all sorts of basil and stuff. It wasn't even big, but the way they did it, it looked like my wife goes, "You got such a beautiful steak there." And I'm like, dude, it's a little steak.
It is a little steak.
If I brought Steve-O, he'd have this in two bites.
Did you eat multiple dinners when you were on? Like, did you have them bring you seconds?
No, that's it, dude.
One?
The captain's dinner's that.
No. At the other meals.
You could eat whatever the hell you want.
You just kept eating, right?
And what got me there was you see a lot of Green Bay Packers. I don't know what it is, but they're still out there, even on a damn cruise. I'm in the middle of the ocean, and I got Green Bay Packer people all around me. They're in the elevator.
You are not a cheesehead fan.
They just get on my damn nerves. They bother the hell out of me. You look at – here it is. It's like when you look at the 49er fan, you look at him being – West Coast, he's a little snotty in the sense that I have all this great weather and you have
Silicon Valley-ish,
yes,
if you will.
Yes. And then you look at Green Bay, they look like the cast from Deliverance.
They're just corn-fed.
Yeah, they're corn-fed. And then you got the Giants, they all look like mobsters.
Yeah.
Yeah, I seen them on the boat, too.
Yeah, what do they call those people? What were they called? Guidos or would
I don't know because I'm sure we have a lot of Italian friends that probably
sure. It was not meant to be offensive. It was just a
right.
Apologize if I've offended anyone.
Yes, but we have a lot of guys that look mobstery with the New York Giants. But there's always some look to each. And they were on the damn elevator with me, and I got my cowboy thing on. I got my cowboy hat.
Did they wear the cheese head on the elevator?
No, but they had a big.
That would have made my day if you would have told me that.
Yeah, I know.
It would. You would.
I would love for that. I would have taken and thrown it over the damn ship.
What cruise line were you on?
I was on Carnival.
Ah, yeah, that's where you went wrong. What'd you buy, an Invicta watch on there?
No, but they had a lot of those out there. I just can't believe that he's laughing, but there was an Invicta stand left and right.
Oh, yeah.
Did you do a little art show? Did you buy a Peter Max or something?
That's another thing. On the fourth floor, all the way to the eighth, by the fourth day, I'm going, you know that artwork right there?
You
that might
see
be worth buying.
Yeah.
And you got to go to the auction, and I did. I checked it out. It was outrageous. I've never even heard of these people.
Peter Max?
Yeah, I haven't heard of Peter
Max.
Oh,
man, he has some great stuff out there.
Yeah, I never heard of him. Wow. What's he do? What kind of drawings?
He's an impressionist or something like that. I don't know. What do I look like? He's an expressionist.
All right, that's great. He doesn't know him either.
He does a great piece, Flag with a Heart. Loved it. 17 years ago when we got married, it was on our cruise. I think Royal Caribbean's the way to go, though. Carnival?
It's the same damn thing.
No. Royal Caribbean, I think you get more cowboy fans on Royal Caribbean.
Oh, is that
yes,
the slot?
You get on Carnival, you get a lot of Miami Dolphin fans.
Yeah,
you get a lot of people that live there because they're so cheap to do. They probably paid you to go on that.
I didn't know that... It was that cheap that I went on this little cruise. How cheap was it that you think that I didn't spend hardly anything to go on this?
I'm guessing. Did you have a balcony?
No.
No, you had an inside cabin?
The inner balcony.
Well, then you're like $289 a person or something like that. You were gone for a week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, $549. $549 per person, double occupancy room rate.
You beat the Motel 6 rate. No, come on. Oh, that's kind of cheap there. Yeah, that's a bigger number than that.
No, come on. You overpaid.
They got you.
We got to get you on a better trip than that. I think Royal Caribbean's the way to go.
Does well, it have a casino?
Yeah, I don't even.
Oh, yeah, oh, he casinoed it.
$1,200.
Yeah. Did you make your money back on the casino? You walked out.
I don't think so.
You didn't make money on a casino. Hey,
$1,200. I made $1,200.
So I ended up buying a watch on a cruise one time.
Invicta, huh?
And then I had to claim it, and I couldn't sneak through customs with it.
What the hell is wrong with you? Everyone says I got nothing. I just walked by. What did you do?
I got
pull
scared.
Out everything?
I got scared.
Oh, my God. I'm going to do it. I got a watch.
I did. I claimed the watch. I got a watch. It's right here. I can go look. It goes this far underwater.
Unbelievable.
They got me.
All right, folks. Hey, by the way, Lineup Media, we've got some great shows. If you're done with this, you can follow Steve-O on his show. You guys... What's your show?
It's Two Birds on a Bat.
Two Birds on a Bat.
Yep. Birds on a Bat show. It's
Birds meaning the
Cardinals. It's about the Cardinals. We're getting ready to kick off baseball season up here in St. Louis, which is like a holiday, which is much like most of the year round down in Dallas. I mean, it's cowboy crazy. Well, we get crazy about our St. Louis Cardinals up here baseball-wise. Mm-hmm. So that's going. And just really looking forward to a little bit of cowboy action and getting some friends of the show back on. Love to get the professor back on over the next couple of weeks and get her take.
Yeah.
Because she just has so much knowledge.
And you know what? Right now, we're trying to make the show fun, folks, and we're trying to throw our little personalities with it and everything. Once this cowboy season is getting close, I mean, that's when we'll put on the – war paint and get out here and maybe bust a couple bricks with Richie.
Oh, we might have to go Facebook Live for that. The other thing we're going to have to do is as we get in, we're going to have to get Rodney and the Karate Kid on the intro with us, I think.
I think it's more than due. I think Rodney's definitely needs to be on there. And if Bruce Lee keeps missing a couple more of these, maybe let's just... progress to Rodney, and then we'll wait another 2-3 weeks, see if he holds up, and then we'll add Bruce Lee to it.
All right.
Gee, thanks, guys.
I don't think anything. You know, we're a team here.
I like to be just called guest.
Yeah, guest.
That's
yeah,
how we people know me.
But we get we'll get Maylene back on with us. Maylene and Jeff, maybe get them back on with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, get a shout-out to our couple of cowboy groups out there. She loves the Cowboys.
She loves the Cowboys. What about our big groups, too, out there that I kind of always throw my podcast show on their sites, and they embrace it?
Well, you got Maylene Smith's Dallas Cowboys number one team.
Right.
The DC4L, right? So Dallas Cowboys for Life out there. There's so many, the Dallas Cowboy group, obviously, Cowboys Family for Life, Cowboys Nation 88, all of our Facebook friends that help share our message, help share our podcast. You know, thank you so much. Keep doing it. Look for more interaction with them.
Let me ask you this. Does your mortgage cover Missouri area too?
Missouri, Illinois, where we're personally licensed.
Why don't you give a little shout out? Maybe we've got some Missouri fans out there that are I know we do, as a matter of fact. In the middle of Missouri, there's a lot of Cowboys out there.
Well, like I said, on a note, I actually have a real job, much like our guest over there, Rodney. So I'm in the mortgage business, residential home loans, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So I work for a company out of Dallas, Texas, Supreme Lending. So that's where we're based. So it's all good there. But individually licensed to do business in Missouri and Illinois. So if you're looking to get a hold of me.
Perfect.
Send me a message on Facebook under Steve-O Jones, and I'll get back with you.
Steve-O Jones there. And Rodney, anything with you, pal? A little shout-out with your insurance company?
Sure, absolutely. We are also licensed in Missouri and Illinois, focus on auto, home, life, and business insurance. So whenever you need, when you're buying that home from Steve,
then you got to
insure it.
Ah.
you come to me and we'll take care of it. So you can reach me at 618-780-0021.
There you go.
Oh, I didn't give the number, man. I didn't want any of these anybody that's going to troll you to get all over you. Tell
they
you
don't,
how wrong
don't,
you were.
They don't bother you guys. They're after me. They're after me.
Well, that's that's what they should be doing.
Anyway, so guys, this Cowboy session, we're going to end it off with a big mystery sign again, because we're still – I'm very happy with the fat we cut. I'm very happy with our DBs. I like Carroll out there. I like our – just the crew that we have right now back there. I feel that we still got the core. Carroll brings that I think he brings that vet look in that we lost out of Carr. I think things are going to work out now again. You know what? I'm optimistic. I don't think everyone out there that's in Cowboy land running around saying the sky is falling, forget about it. Everything's fine. We're doing great. We're doing great.
Doing great. We had a couple of signings outside of Carroll. Nothing huge. Stephen Paye, I believe, is how you say his name. And DeMontre Moore. Moore is an end pass rusher.
Right.
And Paye is the defensive tackle. So making some adjustments on the defensive side of the ball as well.
Well, you know, we lost McClain there.
You know what? You know what we didn't get to talk about is there's starting to be a consensus on that 28th pick. Looks like maybe Jabril Peppers out of Michigan, who is a safety, might be, from all indications right now with the mock draft, looks like he's going to fall to us with the 28th pick.
Well, you know what? Even if he doesn't, if he goes before or after or whatever, I definitely think we have a lot of DBs back there.
There's a ton of depth this year.
Yeah, I mean, we got that one kid out of Iowa that the Cowboys are talking about, too. I forgot his name, but he's supposed to be a corner that's going to be around, and he can really play. So, you know what? God bless. We knew what we had to do. We cut some fat, and I think, people just relax. My big thing was Larry. I think we should have picked Larry up. I don't know, but that was a lot of money, too. So, hey, we got anything going this weekend?
Yeah, got my son's confirmation, got that going on, so I'll be on the smoker doing a little family grilling before we head over to the church for a service and on Sunday. And so other than that, we're just daughters kicking off track season and practicing a little baseball with the kid.
All right. Ronnie, you got anything?
No, I don't have a life.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey. You look like Adam Schefter over there on his phone, like getting messages.
I'm working. My phone's already blowing up. No. I think we're going to make a trip to Fast Eddie's this weekend, actually. So
Fast Eddie's gets a little plug-in, too, there.
I will eat shrimp from there.
25-cent shrimp all day, all night.
29, isn't it? 29, or they go up to 39.
39. Jesus.
They did raise their prices a little bit.
They did. They got a little proud. They had to put in that extra bar.
Yeah.
Yeah. And as for me, if the weather is right, I think I'm going to pull out the old fishing poles.
Nice.
I'm going to do a little fishing. I'm really excited about
like
it.
You have like a little cane pole or what do you
use? No, dude. It's
Zepco. You got a Zepco?
I got a Zepco.
You got a spinner bait? What do you got there?
I got the Zepco 33 Classic.
Oh, that's a classic.
The Rhino?
No, I don't have the Rhino. I never got in the Rhino. It was always Zepco 33. It's from my dad's
parents. That's a closed-faced.
That's how I work.
Is that where you just press a button and let the worm drop in with the bobber?
You son of a bitch. Taking a shot at my Zepco now, huh? Zepco Classic is being taken
a
shot at.
If you're going to own a fishing pole and you only have one, you got to go with the Zepco Classic. Real. Wait, if you're going to own a shotgun, you got to have a Remington 870. I mean, these are just like
classics.
Yeah. You know, that's just if you own one thing, that's what you own.
Yeah, you're definitely right about that. But let me ask you guys this. Do you go with the cage or do you go with the string? Huh?
Oh, for the stringer, you mean, or a live well?
No, I'm talking about when you catch the fish. Do you put it on the string or do you put it in a cage?
I'm goony goo goo.
I put him in the basket.
I'm a catch and release guy.
What in the hell is the matter with you?
You eating fish out of water? What are you doing?
I eat it.
Where else do they come from?
I eat it. I love
it. Oh,
piranha.
I love that fish out of the sky.
No, I get the fish out of the can from the store. What do you mean? It's much better out of the can.
Chicken by the sea.
You guys are messed up. Yeah, all right, we'll talk about my fishing trip later. All right, my friends from Cowboy Podcast here, Cowboy Nation, be good. We'll catch you next week.
Go, boys.
Tune in next week for another edition of the Cowboys Podcast on lineupmedia.fm. Subscribe to the show now at cowboyspodcast.com on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Podbean, and all major podcast outlets.
Today's show is presented by DaVinci Smart Drink. Order yours now at lineupmedia.fm/DaVinci. DaVinci. Excite better thinking.
Need a mental boost? DaVinci Smart Drinks were designed with professional thinkers in mind. With key ingredients shown to improve cognitive function and increase mental energy, DaVinci Smart Drinks excite better thinking. Drink a DaVinci. Let it go to your head.
This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.